The Four Insights Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to the first edition of the Fallen Fives radio show. My name is Steve, and over the last 3 years I've written quite a bit about the Fall, and if you found your way to this show, you've probably come across at least some of it, such as the original Fallen Fives blog and You Must Get Them All, which, fingers crossed, will be published at some point in the not-too-distant future as a book. If you haven't, then Google Fallen Fives main page and you'll find it, and you can also find me on Twitter as @TheFallenFives. For the first edition of the Fallen Fives radio show, I thought it would be appropriate to have a theme based around first times, beginnings and introductions. So we'll start off with a cracking first track from a Fall album.
Never the truth had arrived. You must have an evil.
The first track was the opener from Levitate, Ten Houses of Eve, although the version I played was the remix that appeared as a B-side on one of the Masquerade singles, also found on the full box set, also known as the Red Box. It was followed by The Seeds' Evil Hoodoo from their eponymous 1966 debut, which was clearly a bit of an inspiration for Ten Houses. And although I faded it after 6 minutes or so, this is actually taken from a blistering 17-minute unedited version you can find on my YouTube channel, which is Steve Pringle. As we're on firsts, here's a live version of First One Today. Yeah,
Of their videos when they hear the name Pure Isle. The postman is the music scene.
Yeah, that's quite enough of that, I think. That was Marky Smith's first appearance on a record, his introduction to Louie Louie on John the Postman's 1978 album John the Postman's Pure Isle. It goes on for 13 minutes and isn't the sort of thing you listen to more than once or twice. John the Postman also appeared on Live 77, the earliest full recording of a Fall gig, singing the same song. Before that, the recording of First One Today comes from the last of four consecutive gigs that the Fall played at the Garage in Islington in April 2016, and it was recorded by Mark Howard, also known as Hanley Fender, and it was Eleanor's last gig with the Fall. Now, for something a bit different.
What I want to be.
That was Naughty or Nice by Brix's side project The Adult Net, and it was the B-side to their 1986 single White Night Stars Say Go. Leaving aside Louie Louie, this was Smith's first guest appearance, although his backing vocals don't appear until right at the very end. I'm not, I must admit, a huge fan of The Adult Net, but Naughty or Nice is one of their stronger tracks. On the theme of firsts, The Fall recorded the first of their 24 Peel sessions in June 1978. And from that session, this is Rebellious Jukebox. That was Rebellious Jukebox and The Fall's first Peel session, featuring Steve Davis on congas, as well as some rather unnecessary reverb. Now for a feature that I hope is going to be a regular part of these shows. I'm going to ask a variety of Fall fans to explain what their favourite Fall song is and why. First up is Eric Smith. Eric has been a presence on the internet for just about forever, and you can read his blog, which covers music, films, books and a multitude of other things, at jericksmith.com.
Hi, I'm J. Eric Smith. My very favorite Fall song is Noel's Chemical Effluence, released as a buried studio track on the 1995 live Odds and Sods album, The 27 Points. The song embraces the core Fall rubric of repetition, 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 but unlike a lot of other Fall songs, the repeated motif is quite nearly anthemic and inspirational. With Steve Hanley's bass anchoring an overture-like instrumental riff carried mostly on cheesy-era keyboards that sound oboe-esque in their weirdness. Marky Smith's lyrics managed to turn an unpleasant vomiting incident on a tour bus into a richly dramatic scene, which also incorporates a direct insult against a member of the group playing on the very song itself. How very, very Fall that is. We also get to hear Mark utter the word abdominizer for the first time, and the song ends with the great Craig Scanlon playing on through the outro. It's a shambles, but a tight one, if that makes any sense, which it might, but only to another Fall fan.
Can always blow the whistle.
That was Noel's Chemical Effluence, followed by Billy the Monster by The Deviants. The Deviants were a late 60s psych rock band who would go on to morph into the Pink Fairies. Billy is very similar to Mansion, the opening track on This Nation Saving Grace, which was, in keeping with the theme, the very first Fall LP that I bought. We'll be right back. That was Mansion, which was, according to Bricks, designed to evoke the creepy theme song to a haunted house at Disneyland. Another significant first occurred in late 1981 with the release of the Lie Dream of a Casino Soul single, which was the first full record to feature the dual drummer lineup that would come to define the early 80s full sound. The B-side was the excitingly exuberant Fantastic Life, and this version was recorded in Wellington, New Zealand in August 1982. We'll be right back. If you look at the Fallen 5's main page, you'll find a link to a complete list of the Fall's colour versions. This took quite some putting together, and not for the first time, I am indebted to Dan, also known as Danny No, for his help in ensuring that it's accurate. The first ever cover version that the Fall released was Rollin' Danny, a song originally recorded in 1958 by Gene Vincent and the Blue Caps.
Swimming up against the wall, and I'm telling you, man, this cat, I fool them all, cause the Rollin' Danny, he was a rolling man, 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 man. In for a fight, cause the Rollin' Danny, he was a rolling man, 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 man. Ha! Well, everybody's talking about a working man, nobody's talking about
After Gene Vincent, you heard the Northern Soul track by Tammy Lynn, I'm Gonna Run Away From You, which bears more than a passing resemblance to Ride Away, the opener to the 2005 full album Full Heads Roll. To conclude this first episode, I'm going to look back at the original Fall in Fives blog that I started back in January 2018. And the first two Fall songs that I ever wrote about, chosen by a random number generator, were New Foundation Sermon and F-Holding Money. The former was originally planned for an EP called The Present that was shelved, but the song eventually appeared on a 2002 live studio hybrid album 2G Plus 2, and the latter was a cover of a 1959 rockabilly tune by Tommy Blake. Here's the original.
Well, I went to see my banker just to raise a little money. But when he told me the requirements, well, I started feeling funny. He said, you gotta have a house, you gotta have a lot.
I ain't got a window and I ain't got a pot.
It takes a lot of long green to satisfy my honey.
If I could get my hands on some F-holding money.
Well, I went to see the welfare man to try to get a pension. Cause now I was sorely pressed and I was needing some attention. He said, you don't qualify, you don't get a dime.
That's when I broke his jaw and that's why I'm doing time.
I do it all again, though it may sound funny.
Trying to get my hands on some F-holding money.
I got a letter from a lawyer in the city. He said, I'm glad that I found you, but it surely is a pity. Well, I hate to tell you now about you, rich ain't funny.
Bastard left a sack full of F-holding money.
Well, they read a last will, and brother, what a crime.
My nephew go to jail, will he do? Get a dime.
I do it all again, though it may sound funny.
If I could get my hands on some F-holding money.
Shuffle the cards out, man. 30 more days to go. Lay the F-holding on the table.
In the sounds, the beach, the arms outstretched, fists on waist, elbows in triangle. The bracing chill of the market has no friend. Black pictures of yours from the 50s. One foot, two, four, two, three, fill up, boom, trip, tip, walk, walk, side, sand, trip, skip, get, crack. And sand, it's a different fragment. Many become a rabbit in the headlights. And oh, the chill brings a knife of transformation. truck, walk, sell the truck, skip the track.
That was Tommy Blake's F-Holding Money, followed by New Foundation Sermon. So that was the first episode of the Fall in Fives radio show, and I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any comments or suggestions, or you want to submit a voice recording for My Favourite Fall song, then you can contact me via Twitter, at The Fall in Fives, or either of the two main Fall groups on Facebook. You can also email me at thefallinfives@mail.com. To play us out, here's my personal favourite Fall album opener. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, let's all back all on, guys.
Show.